You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey everybody, welcome to Netflix Life, a streaming TV podcast from FanSided. I'm your host, Cody Schultz, and today I'm joined by CW Spiral host and Netflix Life editor, Reed Gowdens, who has kind of become my unofficial co-host at this point, right, Reed?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here all the time.
I love it. It's always great getting to catch up and talk about Netflix releases. I know we had a lot of fun in July, which was a really big month, of course, with Stranger Things, and August is going to be interesting. I feel like there's some big hits coming, a lot of new blood this month, I feel like.
Yes, and I'm very excited. I think I'm most excited for this month than any of the past months, and that's saying something, because two of the past months had Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's a bold, I have to say, I'm a little, we're getting into a little bit more in the podcast, but I'm a little bit lukewarm on August. But before we kind of break down this month's must-see titles, let's take a quick look at every Netflix show and movie coming in August 2022. So we've got Partner Track Season 1, Supergiant Robot Brothers Season 1, Wedding Season, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Movie, The Sandman Season 1, Team Zenko Go Season 2, I Just Killed My Dad, Indian Matchmaking Season 2, Instant Dream Home Season 1, Lock and Key Season 3, which is the final season, Dota Dragon's Blood Book 3, Stay on Board, The Leo Baker Story, 13 The Musical, Day Shift, Never Have I Ever Season 3, Deepa and Anoop Season 1, Untold Volume 2, Look Both Ways, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe Season 3, Inside the Mind of a Cat, Tekken Bloodline, The Cuphead Show Part 2, Echo Season 1, The Next 365 Days, Chad and JT Go Deep, Last Ollie Season 1, Mo Season 1, Queer Eye Brazil, Selling the OC Season 1, Under Fire Season 1, Angry Birds Summer Madness Season 3, That's Some More, Drive Hard The Maloof Way, and Me Time. So definitely a lot of titles, a lot of Season 1s coming this month, which I think is a kind of a change of pace from what we've seen. So of course, I think the biggest title to kick off the August must-sees is The Sandman Season 1. This arrives Friday, August 5th. It's been in development, I think, for a couple years now. It's, of course, based on the comic by Neil Gaiman, The Sandman. This one, I feel like, is going to be a good way to start August for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's really big. It's not, okay, I have to be honest, it's not one of the ones I'm excited about. But I'm excited for everybody else that's excited for it.
Yeah, so for those who aren't familiar, the first season's supposed to follow. It says, after years of imprisonment, Morpheus, who is the king of dreams, embarks on a journey across worlds to find what is stolen from him and restore his power. I'm not too familiar with this franchise, which is funny because I believe Lucifer might have been an offshoot of it. I know it was a comic as well. I don't know if this is, I know it's got Lucifer in there, but I think it's a different Lucifer than the Lucifer we saw. Yeah, I think it's a different comic. I think that's where I'll be drawing some comparisons is Tom Ellis was such a perfect Lucifer-like character to me that I'm interested to see. I know I think it's Gwendolyn Christie from, I think that's her name. I'm hoping I'm not butchering it or confusing her with someone else from Game of Thrones, is playing this version of Lucifer. But it's going to be interesting. Netflix has taken some big swings with other properties and had some misses recently. I think the biggest one is Cowboy Bebop, of course. Had so much potential, and then they canceled it like after a week. So hopefully things go better for The Sandman, which I feel like Netflix has been pushing this one a bit harder.
Yeah, there's a big fan base ready for it. It'll be fine. Even though you're a little bit skeptical on principle, which I support.
Netflix has taught me to be scared with some of these new shows. They have a tendency to bail on new shows a little too fast at times. So it's always interesting. But I know this one's got a lot of fans excited. I know especially like the team at Winter is Coming, they're prepping and ready to go for some Sandman stuff. So it'll be exciting just to see what the reception is for this one. Another big one that this one I have to say I'm a little bit more excited for. It doesn't have a release date. It's Partner Track Season 1. This one stars Arden Cho as basically a young up-and-coming lawyer who makes partner and is trying to keep her moral compass at an elite New York City law firm while balancing love, friendship, and family duties. This one just seems definitely more up my track. No pun intended with the title there. I'm really excited, especially after she got the way they treated her with the Teen Wolf stuff. I really hope this is just a big breakout hit for her.
Yeah, this is the one of the shows I'm really excited for. I mean, I haven't seen much of it besides like a few pictures in the synopsis, but it seems fun and feel good in the kind of shows that I kind of am drawn to. I know you kind of are as well. So I have high hopes for this.
Yeah, Netflix has had a lot of success with these kind of like romantic dramedies, comedies. Of course, Virgin River was another big hit in July. Sweet Magnolias, Bridgerton. So, I mean, it's had success. Guinea and Georgia, I know, is a hit that a lot of people are waiting for season two still. So I really feel like this could be a sleeper. It's interesting that we still don't have a premiere date like confirmed going into the start of the month, which makes me think we're probably looking at an August, late August release date for this one. But definitely will be one to watch. And there's a lot actually kind of coming that are in that same vein with the rom-coms, because on August 4th, we've got Wedding Season dropping, which stars, let's see, Pallavi Sharda and Siraj Sharma from How I Met Your Father. And this one is about under the parental pressures to find spouses. Aisha and Ravi pretend to date during the summer of weddings, but their ruse goes awry when feelings turn real. I know this is like, people are going to be like, oh, I know how it's going to end. It's a rom-com, but that's what I like about these kind of movies, is that you kind of can go in expecting something lighter and anticipating a happy ending, which sometimes you just need that feel good, like 90 minute block. I don't know if this one is 90 minutes, but that seems to be a good time frame for a lot of those movies.
Yeah. It reminds me of Holiday, the Emma Roberts movie, and kind of like Love Hard too. And I loved both of those movies, so I'm on board for Wedding Season.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be, it's interesting. It almost makes me wonder why they didn't debut it maybe in June, just because June, of course, traditionally tends to be like a big month for weddings. So that one would have maybe slotted in well there. But it's nice to see them kind of spacing out and dropping these rom-coms outside of just the scope of the holidays, because I know they've gotten into the pattern of, we get a lot of great holiday releases with different ones around Valentine's Day, Christmas, but it's nice seeing them space them out throughout the year, because I know we had a couple of others drop earlier this year after February. And then we've also got another really strong one, which I'm also excited for, which is Look Both Ways, starring our girl Lily Reinhart from Riverdale. I think this is going to be really exciting just to see what's ahead for her after Riverdale. Like, we know the show is coming to an end, thankfully, after the next season, not the current one. Which I think it's just a natural time. Like, it's run its course. It's starting to lose its polish. I'm excited to see what the cast gets to do now. And this movie just definitely looks like the perfect, you know, precursor of what we can see from Lily after Riverdale wraps.
Yeah. And speaking of Riverdale, season 6 will be coming in August as well. So it's like Lily Reinhart month on Netflix. And every time Riverdale releases a new season on Netflix, it hits the top 10. It's really popular, even though everyone, I guess, hate watches it. I don't know if I'm quite there yet, but it'll be a good like jumping off point for to launch Look Both Ways 10 days later. And this is one of the movies that I'm really, really, really excited about. This is why I said August is probably one of my favorite months this year so far for Netflix, because there's just so much that I actually like want to watch. There are some months where it's like, oh yeah, I could watch that, I would watch that, and then you don't usually get around to it. But this month there's so many titles where I'm like, oh yeah, there's no way of getting around it, I'm watching that. And Look Both Ways is one of those titles.
Yeah, this one, it should be a fun movie. For those who aren't familiar with it, it basically looks at her character, Lily's character is named Natalie, and it kind of looks at two different ways her life could go after taking a pregnancy test. Either, you know, in one scenario, she ends up being pregnant, and so it explores, like, what would that family life look like if, you know, she went that direction. And the other, it's a negative test, and so it's like, what would her, you know, life look like in the alternate flip there? And it's got a good, you know, ensemble cast too. Danny Ramirez is in it. David Cornsweet, Luke Wilson, Andrea Savage, Nia Long, Aisha Dee. So, I mean, it's got a great ensemble too around the cast, and it'll be interesting to see. I'm always with the what ifs. Like, this one looks like it does it well. Like, some, they try to do like split story, you know, narratives, and it doesn't always work out. And this one looks so well done. We just got the trailer release, and I'm just really excited about this one. It's just like such a good movie.
Yeah. I'm ready for Lily's movie star era.
Yeah, Netflix should really like try to lock her down, like get her in some more movies, even a series. Like after Riverdale wraps, like find a way to keep bringing us new Lily content, because she's definitely one who should be highly sought after Riverdale wraps. I feel like the big series that I probably we're both most excited for, at least I know I am, is we've got Never Have I Ever season 3 coming this month. It drops on Friday, August 12th, which thank God it's a Friday release. I was really worried they were going to do like a Wednesday drop. There's another series that we're going to talk about in a little bit that will be dropping on Wednesday, and I fear what that could mean for its viewership numbers. But I really love Never Have I Ever. I feel like it's such a fun teen comedy on Netflix. It's so underrated in terms of like some of the Netflix shows. I know it gets love from critics and all that, but I feel like this is one more people should be talking about.
It's probably one of my top three favorite shows on Netflix. I love this show so much, and I can't wait for it to come back. It's like the one show that I can count on every year around like the summer, spring time. And I think this season is going to be one of the most pivotal for the storytelling, because Davey's officially with Paxton. I guess we'll find out what happened after that season two decision, but oh, I can't wait. And it's kind of going to be sad because this is the penultimate season. Season four is going to be the last one. Which I don't, I mean, I guess theoretically I'm supportive, but I'm mad.
Yeah, I was going to say that's, I think that's the hard part going into the season is knowing it's going to have to kind of set up the end, which is disappointing. I feel like this is one that could have gone more than four seasons. I respect, you know, shows that go out on top and don't go on and over kind of extend their welcome. But this is a show I love so much that I would easily and happily tune in for several more seasons to come. And it's a shame that, like, this is kind of, like you said, it's the penultimate season before the final season, which I'm assuming will probably come sometime next year, probably around the summer. But it's going to be interesting because, yeah, this will be the first season that Davey and all of her friends are kind of in couple, you know, couple mode and aren't single. And so how does that shake up dynamics and, you know, where do they explore? We've got some new cast additions coming. So it just should be exciting. But this one's just one of those ones that, it's just a fun watch. Like, you can just put it on, enjoy, you know you're going to laugh, and I'm really excited. I'm so glad they dropped in August, because I think it works so perfectly in the summer.
I also really want to manifest. I want to put this out in the universe right now, that I really want Mindy Kaling to make an actual, like, I know she writes and she's the co-creator, but I want her to make an on-screen appearance before the end of the series. I don't care what she does.
I'm surprised like it hasn't, like it has to be planned for, like, maybe I'm just so used to like other creators. Like, I know Tina Fey has done that, like where she'll make cameos in some of the shows she produces and works on. And yeah, we definitely need a Mindy appearance before. I don't know who she, you know, I don't even know who she should play. I just want to see her.
I mean, she could be a teacher. There's so many things that she could do, but she could also like maybe be like future Davey in like a fantasy sequence. I don't know. There's options and I just want to see it.
That would be really fun. Like if we had like a flash forward scene of some kind and she played, that would, I'd love that. I don't know. That makes me like, I'm starting, I have to hold myself back from dream casting who else should play future versions now.
Oh my God. That would be so fun if they actually did that. See, manifesting, we're putting out in the universe. Mindy, if you're listening.
Yeah, that, I feel like that would be, that'd be kind of a disappointment if she doesn't make a cameo. Maybe they'll save that for the final season. Or even, we haven't gotten her as a voice, like, over, have we, for it, even? Like, even something like that could be a precursor to an actual cameo would be fun.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Which, I guess that doesn't matter. I wonder if we'll get any fun guest spots this season with the voiceovers, because I know we've had some interesting ones in the past year, the past years, and so it'll be interesting to see who they might pull out for like a surprise. This person's going to narrate this episode, which I think is really well done. Like that's another thing that if it's not like having the narrator kind of interject different things can be, I don't know, awkward and just misutilized. And I think they just do it so well. So that's definitely one that I'm excited to see. I think it'll be, it's just a perfect summer show. And so hopefully we're going to keep manifesting it that Mindy Kaling will make an appearance of some sort before the end of the series. Fingers crossed. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get it in this season. We don't know yet.
Maybe.
That'd be exciting. If so, we heard it first here. August also brings with it the third season of Lock and Key. For this one, it is the final season. So the final season releases Wednesday, August 10th. I'm not a fan of the Wednesday releases. I think that's a miss. I don't think there's as much buzz when a show drops on a Wednesday for these Netflix titles. It works for Disney Plus when it's weekly. People have to kind of tune in every week so they can avoid spoilers. But with a Netflix show, you're getting those full like 8 to 10 episode batches. You're not going to start your binge on a Wednesday afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see what the viewership goes. I mean, I guess it won't hurt the show since this is the final season. I'm also surprised this one's dropping in August. I thought this one would come maybe in October again, like we saw last year.
I'm confused why it took as long as it did, actually, because I know they filmed season 2 and 3 back to back. So I'm like, why did we have to wait almost a whole year? I mean, not to be greedy, but yeah, Wednesday is definitely a choice, especially it's the final season. You'd expect there to be a bit more pomp and circumstance to send it out. But I don't know, maybe it does skew a little younger, so maybe that will work in its favor. I don't know. I can't say that I'm super excited for it. I do like the show, but I don't know, Never Have Ever is the same week. I have to give it to my girl Davey.
Yeah, and that alone I feel like is an interesting choice, kind of dropping two shows that have like, you know, do skew a little bit towards like the teen genre, like to drop them just a couple days apart feels weird. Like you could have saved that one for later in August, dropped it even like in the first week because I feel like Lock and Key has a different vibe than The Sandman or some of the other shows coming. And so it just is, it's a choice. But hopefully with the final season, I just, whenever, you know, head into those last seasons, you just hope like the fans get the closure that they kind of hope for. Cause sticking that landing, I feel like is so hard for these shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good luck to Lock and Key.
Yeah. Fingers crossed it goes well for them. Also dropping around that same time is we've got Day Shift, which is arriving Friday, August 12th. This one stars Jamie Foxx and a really, really strong ensemble. We've got Snoop Dogg, Dave Franco, Carla Souza, Megan Good, Natasha Liu, Scott Adkins, Steve Howie. There's just like a whole ton of people in this movie. And it's not exactly what you would think when you hear like the title. So Jamie Foxx basically stars as like a blue collar dad who wants to provide a good life for his daughter. And it's got like vampires in it. And that feels very like he becomes part of like the hunting and killing of vampires as part of this international union of vampire hunters. And I feel like that's just such an interesting, again, though, it kind of feels like, why isn't this one that they're holding for like October Halloween season when you throw in vampires?
That's true.
But I feel like it'll be a big hit for them. I mean, it's got all the makings. You've got Jamie Foxx and a huge ensemble. You've got vampires, Friday release. It seems like they're setting it up for success.
Yeah, this feels like one that could have a sequel.
Yeah, which, as we've just seen, like, you know, The Gray Man is getting a sequel and a prequel, I think, what it was, or a spinoff.
A spinoff of some sort, yeah.
So obviously, like, Netflix is looking to do additional stuff. I know we've got Red Notice is of course getting two more films. We've got the I'm blanking on the Chris Hemsworth franchise.
Is it Extraction?
Extraction, yeah, that one. Its sequel is kind of coming in 2023, so it's interesting to see Netflix how they pick and choose them. But this one, yeah, it has potential. I feel like to do at least another movie or two.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it all depends on how it ends too. Would be a key thing. We'll just have to wait and see when it drops on August 12th. The last title I think of note that I think is definitely worth watching this season is Echoes, which it's season one is coming, but this one's being billed as a limited series, which I have a love hate with limited series. I love when they actually are limited and they have that beginning, middle, and end. I wish more networks would do those. It's kind of nice just being able to come in, know it's going to have a self-contained story. You're going to get resolution across however many episodes, whether it's 6, 8, 10, however long the season is. And I miss that. So many of these networks, they do limited series, but then it's a hit. And so they're like, oh, well, let's go back and do more episodes. And the second or third seasons aren't as strong as that first one ends up being.
I think this one will be a limited series and just leave it at that. I don't know if there's a way to continue the story, but yeah, this is another one that I'm like really excited about. And I wasn't super excited before like the photos and the trailer came out, because thriller's not usually my thing. Like these like thriller limited series, it's not usually my thing. But the second I saw Matt Bomer, I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I'm watching this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So for those who haven't like heard about the title before today, it centers around identical twins Lenny and Gina, who have secretly swapped lives since they were children, and their world is thrown into disarray when one sister goes missing. Michelle Moynihan stars as twins Lenny and Gabby, and interestingly, they've got two USA vets, Matt Bomer and Daniel Sunjata, playing the twins' respective husbands. Of course, Matt Bomer was in White Collar. Daniel Sunjata was in Graceland, both two USA shows. I love the USA kind of vibes and supremacy coming, even though I don't get USA vibes from this show. Yeah. Just seeing like those familiar faces back in the fold. It should be a fun one. The trailer was intense, so I'm really curious to see what's coming.
Yeah. Oof. When she got lit, was it like a piece of paper, like a letter or something that said like, you get both lives, pick one? I was like, we're in for it.
Yeah, it definitely looks intense. So it should be interesting. I feel like that'll be it's kind of different from the other big titles we're getting to, kind of having that suspense mm-hmm. thriller aspect. It's kind of nice to see Netflix hitting so many genres, I guess, this month. We've got Sandman kind of covering fantasy. Yeah. We've got Never Have I Ever kind of getting that teen comedy angle, Partner Track, kind of that rom-com kind of show. And then with this one, we've got our suspense and kind of thriller. So it's really a nice balance month, which is different than we've seen some of the other months. I feel like they've skewered one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Something for everyone.
Definitely. So before we make our picks, even though I feel like we've already kind of hinted at what our must-see see title is for August, just a quick recap of the eight must-see titles this August. We've got Wedding Season arriving August 4th, The Sandman Season 1 arriving August 5th, Lock and Key Season 3, which is also the final season, arriving Wednesday, August 10th, Never Have I Ever Season 3 dropping Friday, August 12th. That same Friday, we've got Day Shift coming, starring Jamie Foxx. Look Both Ways arrives Wednesday, August 17th, Echoes Season 1 drops Friday, August 19th, and then we've got Partner Track Season coming 1. We don't know when exactly it's coming this month, though, but those are definitely some must-see titles to add to your Netflix list in August. Reed, I know we've already kind of hinted. What is your must-see title for August?
Never Have I Ever, by far. But I will say I have to do a top three because I'm like split. It's like Never Have I Ever, Look Both Ways, and Echoes, I want to say my top three. But Never Have I Ever is like number one.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like Never Have I Ever is the one that I'm most excited for heading into this month. I just really love this show, and I'm excited to get a new season of it. I always hate that it's like a 10-episode season usually, just because I want more of this show. Like, I just am one of those people, like, give me more. Like, the episodes tend to be like around the 20 to 30-minute mark. So it's like, I just, when you have a show that you, like this that you just love, I'm someone who it's like, give me as many episodes as I can get. But I agree with the other picks you said too. I think Look Both Ways is definitely, I think, the movie I'm most excited for. I'm also really excited for The Wedding Season just because I love a good, rom-com, and Netflix has done some really great ones. Sandman gets an honorable mention just because I know the fans are really excited for that one. But for me, it's all about Never Have I Ever.
Yep.
And we, you know, those are all just Netflix kind of originals. We do have some other great titles coming. You already touched on Riverdale season 6 is coming in August. We've got the Men in Black trilogy. We've got a lot of Sandra Bullock classics coming randomly. We've got 28 Days with Congeniality. The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy is also coming this month, which I think is really interesting. So there's a lot of non-Netflix originals that'll be kind of sprinkled in there across the month of August to enjoy. That's just the start. There's a ton of movies coming August 1st. And I think it'll just be a fun month. I'm really... The Spider-Man trilogy stands out for sure. I think there was confusion when they first announced it of like, is this the Tobey Maguire or the Tom Holland one? Wishful thinking, we all would have loved it, I think, if it was the Tom Holland one, just to have those movies.
You know, right?
But it's a start. And this Sony deal has been a little bit interesting. I feel like we're still waiting for Uncharted, speaking of Tom Holland. Who knows if that'll be coming in August?
Yeah, that potentially is coming August 19th. I don't know. Everybody, I mean, don't hold your breath because it got pulled from July for some reason. But, I mean, fingers crossed that actually happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but it's nice to see some of these Sony titles because they hype that deal up so much, and I feel like it's been slow, like actually getting into the actual deal coming to fruition with some of these big titles dropping. So I know when those Tobey Maguire, it's a miss that they weren't able to drop it, of course, before the third and the Spider-Man No Way Home dropped, of course, in December. But I think fans are going to be excited just to be able to stream those again easily without having to track down one here and one there or pay for them through like Amazon. So I think those will be a win. And then, like you said, Riverdale season 6, whenever a new season of that drops, it always hits on, you know, internationally, which I think is why it's a smart thing that All American Homecoming is coming to Netflix, because I think they miss with not dropping Katie Keene on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It would have gotten a nice bump. I will die on that hill that Katie Keene could have lived on if they had dropped it on Netflix instead of HBO.
Justice for Katie Keene.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a perfect end. Perfect way to end it is just some Katie Keene love there. It's going to be an exciting month. I think definitely a lot of sleeper hits in the making. So it'll be interesting to see what becomes the next big hit on Netflix this month.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, as always, Reed, for joining me. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.